Developer T. Scott Smith is willing to invest up to $400 million to revitalize underground Atlanta and its surrounding area, and he is anxious to take ownership of the property. Right now, his company is managing the underground retail center for the city, but receiving no fees for the work. That's only one reason he wants the deal to close. Smith also wants to begin developing high-rise residential towers, a grocery store, and other retail above ground, while revitalizing the historic storefronts and old city that we know as underground. But the state of Georgia owns a parking lot that sits in between underground and Georgia State University, a key bridge for the project. The city promised it would acquire the parking lot from the state so it could be incorporated in the overall development. But securing that parking lot has proven to be more difficult than Mayor Kasim Reed originally thought. Underground is one of several signature projects that the mayor wants to get completed during his administration. But it should be the first to get done. The retail and entertainment complex has been a drag on the city's books for years, and it sits at what is the most significant intersection in Atlanta, where MARTA's two main lines cross. It is the heart of Atlanta. Because of long-held perceptions by Atlantans against the Five Points MARTA station and Underground Atlanta, it took an out-of-town developer to see the opportunity of this nexus. If this deal were to fall through, there's no telling how long that would set us back as a city or as a downtown. Mayor Reed does have a lot on his plate with the redevelopment of Turner Field and the Civic Center. But the city would be well served if he focused on solving the problems related to the underground deal before he moves on to anything else. This one is too important to let slip away.